The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. It is a wonderful evening to be sitting in this air studio and greeting you and our KABC family. Welcome to the broadcast. We are here every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific on Talk Radio 790 KABC. On the program tonight, aside from you being the guests, we're going to open the phone lines. You can call anytime, 800-222-5222. Some of the stories we hope to cover: a Dallas school district is pulling the Bible. We will share what that means. Researchers have discovered, you know, the whole chemical imbalance thing where we hear people are in a bit of trouble and so they take antidepressants and the like. Well, researchers say there may be some nonsense to it. We'll give you the full story. Firefighters and electric vehicles unable to put out fires in electric vehicles. We'll talk about that. Here in California, three stories. Well, look at there. We're being urged to cut our power because it's hot. This is the same state that's pushing everybody gets an electric vehicle. You figure that math out. I'm sure you've heard about the update on Gascon being recalled. The numbers just don't add up. We'll talk about that. And catastrophe. The end is near. We'll talk about that as well. But let me begin the program with a story. Are you in the mood for a story? Before I got on the air, I was telling Trish, she had mentioned an area, a city I don't need to mention. And I said, oh, there's a lot of witches over there. And the reason why I know it is I used to live there in this particular city that will go unnamed. Now, you may go, witches? Really? Yes, that's my background. I was a New Age teacher for 21 years. I hung out with my share of witches, believe it or not. I was fully entrenched in the metaphysical. I was fascinated by Eastern mysticism. I was floating in another galaxy. I'll just say that. I was out there. But for 21 years, I did lectures. I had a program. I locally here in Los Angeles, a location that will go unnamed, I actually reached out to them to see if I can start doing maybe lectures in their auditorium. And they wanted me to send them a resume. And I said, just Google me. You know, I'm somewhat recognizable. I'm not going to fill out a resume. But I used to do lectures in this place, and we'd have rock and roll stars come and listen to me pontificate about the New Age. So my background's a little wild. In 1984, I was rear-ended on my motorcycle. I'm obviously here to talk about it. But by all intents and purposes, I should not have survived. It was a tragic accident. My partner on the motorcycle, I praise God, survived, but she was hurt badly. And it really kind of turned my world upside down. We were rear-ended by somebody doing 110 miles an hour. No helmets in 1984. So lucky to be here. That kind of changed the trajectory of my life. You think I would have gotten really bare bones honest about, well, just life is very short. And I kind of did, but I fell into the New Age. I left SoCal for a while, locked myself in a cabin in the west shore of Lake Tahoe in the middle of winter, just trying to figure out how I survived. I had survivor's guilt. Came back to L.A., fell into the New Age, started studying under a New Age teacher. If you don't know what New Age is and was, it's loosely truth in all religions. We all just love each other. All paths lead to God. It's all good. We're all going to heaven, that kind of stuff. Spiritual, but not religious. Some of you listening have a bad taste of religion in your mouth. We're going to be doing an event through my men's ministry on September the 24th in Ventura County. One of the speakers, he's actually a comedian. He was on a few weeks ago, is going to show up. He's not a Christian, and he was telling me he has a bad taste about religion. And I'm a Christian, but I have issues with religion as well. So you oftentimes hear the expression spiritual, but not religious, right? Kind of make it up as you go along. Create God in your image. We're kind of our own gods these days. Look at this oxymoronic square thing I have in my hand, the smartphone, right? Social media, have you seen how many people follow me? I'm an influencer. Not me, literally, but some people buy into all this. Like somehow you've got a few hundred thousand followers and boy, aren't you special and a bag of chips. So, 1984, I have this wake-up call. I fall into the New Age and for 21 years I taught New Age principles. What are New Age principles? Oh, love is the answer to everything. Evil is not a force. It's just the lack of love. And a whole lot of other things. All the way up until December of 2009 when I got radically saved. I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Christ. I know some people that say they're Christian and I'm like, oh boy. I'm not here to put my faith on you. I'm here to say my life has changed dramatically and drastically in the last nearly 13 years. Been in radio 35 plus years, fell into radio in 1985. And I just want to tell you, this program is unique in and of itself. KABC is a powerhouse. I think this is the first talk radio station in town way back when. And I'm not here to necessarily push my faith on anybody, but I have concerns. I have a men's ministry. I think we have a serious problem with men in our country. I think we're at crisis, epic proportions, where men don't even know what it means to be a man anymore. And so, kind of making the full circle and ending as I began. So I was telling Tricia, I used to hang out with witches in said town. And I really thought that I had the answers. I really thought it was all about just spirituality and follow your own bliss. And here's a good one. Follow your intuition. Follow your gut feeling. It's never wrong. Oh, baloney. Gut feelings are wrong plenty of times. And so I've gone through quite a radical change in the last 13 years. And when the idea of coming to KBC, in a sense coming back to KBC, I started at KLOS. I did some shows on KBC, gosh, a number of years ago. When this opportunity came up, I said, absolutely. This is new ground. Many of you don't know me. Many of you may not even have any level of faith. You may find this program interesting, challenging. Maybe this is the first time you've heard it. If I can categorize what I'm attempting to do on the air here, is just share logic, basic sense, common sense. Don't live your life in fear. Live life to its fullest. Challenge yourself. Literally to be the best person that you can be. You can't control anybody else's attitude, only your own. And there's a lot of booby traps in this day and age. It's like walking through a minefield. Our country, our culture has lost its mind. I believe everything starts in the spiritual realm. That this is the manifestation of the spiritual realm. And I think right now we're living under a spirit of deception, distraction, and delusion. Where good folk have lost their minds. Maybe friends, family. You're like, what's, I mean, like LA County is a perfect example. Look at what's going on in our county. How can anybody tolerate this stuff when it comes to the lack of law and order? But we're told everything's okay. Or in our country. Because, well, at least the media has fed us a storyline. How many people hated Orange Man, right? So we have 81 million people voting for Joe Biden. Yeah, right. You really believe that? Oh, who's this guy on the air? Is he like some right-wing radical that believes in conspiracy theories? No, I believe in common sense. And so here we are 18 plus months into the new administration. How's that working for you? If 81 million Americans voted for this current administration, There has to be a lot of people, if they're honest with themselves, going through some real steps right now, because I'll tell you, things are a little bit iffy right now, and they don't seem to be getting better anytime soon. Is this on? I think it is. Very last thing. Do not live your life from a feeling or an emotional place. Your feelings don't mean anything. Oh, I can't believe he said that. He's so offensive. My feelings, they're so true. I feel them. Please. Feelings are illusory. They come and go. But who are you? That's the core question. Who are we as human beings? Who are you? Who am I? What's your purpose? Why are you here? What's life about? What are you to do in the time you walk on this planet? Just mail it in? Just try to strive to be happy? Ugh, how boring is that? So we're up against a break. If you have any thoughts about that somewhat unplanned monologue, you're welcome to call 800-222-5222. We've got wide open lines, 800-222-5222. You'll talk to Tricia. She's the woman that you speak with before you get on the air with me. So anything on your mind, any thoughts about what I just shared? How's your life? How are you doing? 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. We will continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I can change the world. The Frank Sontag Show here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We are inviting you to call the program. I just shared some thoughts on my life and life overall and asked how you were doing. Inviting you to call the program at 800-222-5222. Let's talk to Steve in Newport. Steve, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Steve, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. First time caller, first time actually listening to your show. Uh-oh. My bad. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear. You're coming in.
Okay, right on. I'm just driving home from work, and I'm actually, you know what? I'm doing really well. When I don't pay attention to the news, when I don't think about the communist takeover of our country, life is just fabulous here in Orange County, at least.
Well, I will say you stumbled on something I did not share. One of the X factors is I tell people all the time, why would you waste any of your energy watching the news? And it's turned into propaganda, no doubt about it. And it's there to distract you and put fear in you. We are witnessing fear mongering like I've never seen in my lifetime.
I'm 38 years old. I've never seen it either. Honestly, I'm a Rush baby. I spent a lot of time in my life listening to talk radio. I've really enjoyed Dennis Prager's show. Prager University is a fabulous place to go when I do want to dive into the news. But I got a young family. I got a strong faith. Working my tail off and just trying to keep my head above water. And if you don't pay attention to that stuff, which I cut off the news from literally 6 hours of just being completely invested, radio and television, listening to all sides just to hear what everybody's saying, it literally affects you. But if you just turn it off, listen to some classical music, put your dead downtime into an audiobook, something that will motivate you and educate you, it's unbelievable how powerful that is.
Steve, I appreciate you calling. I hope you'll listen again. We're on every Friday night from 7 to 9. You can go to my website, franksontag.com, to find out a little bit more about me. And if you do that, you'll see a clip, actually, of me and Dennis Prager. I was on his program not that long ago, and he's a very good friend of mine. Steve, God bless you. Thank you for calling. Steve mentioned something that I want to just take a moment and pick up on. I believe that truth comes at a cost. And sometimes the hardest person to change is yourself. Let me tell you a little bit more of what I'm thinking about and where I'm going. So if you have your mind made up about certain things, we oftentimes vacillate, draw in areas by which reports, research, books, people, they validate our belief system. So we think we've got the truth. When actually, may not be the case. Belief systems aren't necessarily knowledge, and don't even get me into wisdom. Belief systems are just that. They come and go. For 21 years of my life, I was a New Age teacher. The LA Times called me a guru. I really believed that I had life figured out. It was about calming your mind and meditation and being good to others and listening to the divine voice in you. I mean, I had all of that, 21 years invested in it. My best friend became a Christian, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't even want to hear anything about that. I had all of the lingo down. The Bible's been rewritten many times. It's man's interpretation of God. I'm not buying what you're selling. I had an investment in my belief system. I did not want to change. Sometimes just investigating new thoughts, new information will challenge your belief system. And then, oh my goodness, sometimes you may realize maybe I was wrong. Later in the program, we're going to get a little bit into the lies, the absolute lies of climate change. And yet we hear it every day. So many people, oh, it's real. We've got 10 years and you got to buy your electric car. And now we're in a drought. Save your water. Don't water your lawn or cut your power. That's a fun one we heard this week. Yeah, but somehow we're going to magically charge all these electric vehicles that will be produced and bought. And this is the only way we can survive because we're all going to die in 10 years. That's a belief system where many stay in denial. But I, a long time ago, found out the truth. What a horrible way to live. It's living in fear. If you're not open to new thoughts, new information, expanding your mind and your horizons, challenging yourself, not being so sure that you absolutely know the truth. When I became a Christian, I found out there was a capital T truth. And I was a relativist in my New Age days. You have your view, I have my view. We can agree to disagree and everything's groovy. Don't start telling me there's an absolute God out there. That'll really burst my bubble and put a little upset into the party, if you will. 2 years of COVID, quote unquote, lockdowns, policies by political opportunists and the power elite. I know there's a lot of you listening right now. You're like, from the beginning till now, you've changed your mind about some things. Maybe painfully. There is an expression I think is apropos. The truth eventually does come to pass. And don't even get me going on the jab. But I'm looking for people that are fearless, that want to live life to its fullest, that want to get excited about who they are, who you are. God made you uniquely different. There's nobody like you. Yeah, but no, don't do that. We compare, right? Way back in my day growing up, it was, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. That expression is long gone, especially with social media. Self-speak is powerful. Do not speak ill of yourself. God has placed gifts in you. You may not have ever even contemplated what you're capable of doing. The world is going to hell in a handbasket because so many of us want others to think for us. Oh, show me the way, Mr. Expert. Or, yeah, I'll take another incentive check from the government and stay home. I don't need to work. I'm making money. Oh, what a horrible way to live. Lead. Be part of the solution. The expression literally is true. In a dark room, strike a match. It lights it up. God has a way of kind of giving you little clues. The darkest part of the day is right before the sun comes up. We all have that light in us, especially when you discover who you are in, for me, in Christ. Well, you can start out just finding yourself first and foremost. Don't lie to yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Challenge yourself. Stop playing it safe. Stop listening to other people. Steve made reference to that. Stop listening to the news, and because somehow somebody says it enough over and over again, or you're bombarded with the same propaganda, the same lie. Joseph Goebbels, the head of the Nazi party and propaganda, they figured out if you tell the population enough, a lie, enough over and over again, they'll believe it is true. Don't do that. Many years ago, there was a man named Stanley Milgram. He had the Milgram experiment, I think at Harvard, where he convinced people to participate in a phony experiment. It was all acting, set up. And the whole point was, he actually told people, no, this is all about research and science. And they were to give a jolt to someone in the other room. It was all acting, but they didn't know it. And he convinced the majority of subjects to give a fatal jolt to the person in the other room, all in the name of science. Don't believe the propaganda and the experts. Learn to recognize and be discerning. You've got a God-given faculty in your brain and your mind. We need to use it. 800-222-5222. Before we go to break, I just want to set this up. There's a good friend of mine. You talk about somebody that lives on the edge and challenges himself. He's actually a rock and roll guitarist, a songwriter. He's got a brand new album out. And he said, can I run my commercial on your program? And it is very colorful. Check this out.
World where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. The Stolly Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of the Stolly Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, the Stolly Buell, coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
So my buddy's name is Craig Parker Adams. You can go to his site as well, craigparkeradams.com. He is a rock and roll guitarist, studied a bit with Eddie Van Halen. If you like rock and roll, you would love Craig's new album, The Stolly Buell. We have some people on hold, 800-222-5222. When we continue, we'll maybe get some calls in. We'll start getting into some stories. Firefighters are having problems putting out fires in electric vehicles. This is a crazy story. I wish it was not true, but it is. We'll cover that and much more as we continue next here on the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Get it? Little Gary Newman cars. There's a theme. I may mention of electric vehicles. In fact, let me get that story out of the way, and then we've got Mina and Michael on hold, and we have a couple of lines open, 800-222-5222. Do you drive an electric car? If you do, maybe we could have a conversation about why it is you bought an electric vehicle. But listen to this story. Now, I've not heard this. Fire department officials are raising awareness of the dangers of electric vehicle battery fires, calling on regulators to increase electric vehicle safety standards for emergency responders. One fire department chief called electric cars trick birthday candles. Remember the trick birthday candles? You blow it out and it lights up again? Why did he say that? There's a tendency to reignite even after the fire has been put out. Listen to this story. Northern California, Mountain View, a Tesla vehicle crashed. Firefighters spent 5 hours trying to put the fire out in the vehicle. They eventually got it out, sent the car to an impound lot where the car promptly reignited. If that's not scary enough, 5 days later, car once again burst into flames. Fire protection experts are now criticizing the lack of U.S. safety regulations aimed at preparing firefighters to handle these fires. Electric vehicles use high-voltage lithium-ion batteries to run, which can often result in dangerously high temps if the car catches fire. National Transportation Safety Board recently stated that emergency responder guidebooks are inadequate, especially in the case of electric vehicles. NTSB found that half of all U.S. fire departments are not prepared to handle electric vehicle fires. Here's a couple of stories. In June, in Vancouver, Canada, it was reported that a Tesla caught on fire required 4,500 gallons of water to put it out. They began investigating a car fire involving a Tesla after an electrical malfunction caused the vehicle doors to lock shut, trapping the driver inside as smoke began pouring through the vents. The driver kicked out a window to escape. In July, in Philadelphia, a Tesla Model S, as it played, erupted into flames, trapping the owner inside after the electronically activated doors refused to open. Driver escaped, but the fire took more than 2 hours for the fire department to put out. I mean, I've got stories here. I can go on and on. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to say we hear so much about electric vehicles. This is the way of the future, climate change. Yeah, okay. We'll talk more about climate change in a few moments. Let's talk to Mina in Mission Viejo. Mina, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Nice to talk to you. You hit a chord with me, you know, when you talked about just living your life to your fullest. And, you know, I've always been a person that no matter what I've been going through, I've always tried to be there for everyone in my life and always try to pick someone up when they're down. But I just have to admit lately, you know, I've been sort of living this life of quiet dread, and I think a lot of it just has to do with everything that's going on with our government today and just the division in America. And I have to admit it's affected me, that it's just on my mind constantly, and I just feel like I can't really talk too much to anyone about it because you don't want to seem like you're so engrossed. But I've just never seen a current administration so completely involved into power that they're dividing us, I believe, more and more every day. And just everything that's going on and what they're doing with Donald Trump. And it just seems like this one-sided law in terms of, you know, conservatives and liberals. And I'm an independent, you know, and I used to always vote liberal, and I don't anymore. I vote conservative just because of this fact. And I think I see a lot of things that other people may not catch on to because my parents were born and raised in a communist country.
Yep.
And so everything has just, it's hard because even with my boyfriend, I try not to unload so much, but I try to find that balance of not letting it eat away at me. But part of the problem is that I was young enough when America was great.
That's right.
I see so much change, and it's not for the good. I feel like there's so much evil walking on this earth today without sounding out there.
No, and I just am... you don't sound out there at all. Let me respond, Mina.
Yeah.
Have you heard the program before tonight at all, or is this the first time?
No, I've heard you before,
okay.
Yes.
Let me share a few of my thoughts, and please call again. You're welcome to get on my mailing list. Just go to franksontag.com. But let me share a couple of thoughts, and I thank you for your call. Let me just stay right there. Evil does exist. It is not even masking itself anymore. You mentioned growing up in a communist country. There's a man named Joseph Bondarenko. He was raised in Russia during the rise of Stalin. He was a pastor. I know his family really well. There are people that are saying, hey, this is all too familiar. So I do believe this is the rise of Marxism. Hear me loud and clear. I am not speaking to denial. I'm not saying avoid any of this. But I'm here to tell you there is, I believe, as a Christian, God's not missing anything. And we are to challenge ourselves to live fearlessly today. Now, much easier said than done. Sometimes I wake up and if I start perusing the news, I'm like, we are really up against it. These people in positions of authority in Washington are liars. They're power hungry, all of that. All true. I believe it's all true. But the X factor is you. The X factor is me. The X factor is tens of millions of people that aren't buying into any of this. The news media is now a propaganda arm. Do not believe, Mina, if you remember anything from this call, do not believe we're as divided as it's being let out. I actually think more and more people are waking up and going, hey, I'm done with this. And we need each other. But stand for the truth. Be bold. And also, it is hard to share, hey, things are a little dicey right now. But every breath is a miracle. My former college basketball coach was a man named John Wooden. He would say, make every day your masterpiece. And we can do that. I don't want to go too dark here, but you may want to read Night by Elie Wiesel. This is a man that saw evil blatantly, and yet there is goodness. There is light. There is brilliance everywhere in this world. God bless you, Mina. I'm glad you called. I hope we talk again. 800-222-5222. Michael is also in Mission Viejo. Michael, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, Frank. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well, Michael. We've got a few moments. They're all yours.
Awesome. I just want to let Mina know that I'm just right here in the same town she's at, and I feel very, very much just like she does. I understand, and I feel exactly like her as an independent. I see the country the way it's going, and I want her to know that there's people out there like you and like me that are actually doing something, making a difference. Let me explain. You have a radio show, and you're out there talking to people, encouraging them, getting them involved, showing them that people can change their belief systems over a period of time, and come to a, you know, a capital T truth, like you say. And we know that that leads to God in Christ. So I just want her to know that there's actually people out there that are working behind the scenes in, like, scientific communities like I am, that are actually opposing this deceit and lie that they're teaching at institutions through academics and academia to the students that are actually the impressionable youth that are the future of this country. So I just want her to know, I want you to know, I want almost everyone out there that can hear my voice to know that there's actually people working behind the scenes opposing anything that opposes God's truth. Yep. And that goes back to Bible and scripture. And of course, a lot of people don't believe in Christ, but I want them to know that I am making a statement that God and science are completely compatible.
Well, let me respond. Hold on, Michael. Let me respond. We've got to take a break here. I appreciate your call. I agree with you. The one thing, as you were sharing your passion, it reminded me, you know, what's our alternative? To just go belly up and just say, I can't do this? No, we fight. We fight. God puts a fight in you. When you fight for truly righteous causes, not something made up like the left does, you sleep a little better at night. You know that you are on the side of truth and good. And there are a lot of us out there. Mina and Michael, thank you for the call. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I want to jump right into a few stories. We've been talking a bit about, well, the way it seems as if life is getting kind of dark. We hear a lot of the fear-mongering, that's for sure. You see things happen and you're like, well, that's not fair. Maybe part of you signed the recall effort to have recall George Gascon. Well, no, not enough signatures. Yeah, okay. Well, sometimes we have greater challenges. This big push about climate change, and I heard someone say, gas is down for the, I don't know, the ninth straight day. Hey, wow, we're paying $5.50 a gallon. Isn't that great news? Ridiculous. Climate change. Buy an electric vehicle. California, it's all about EVs. And yet, earlier this week, the California grid operator told the state and 40 million people, hey, ratchet down your electricity use. Stretching power supplies to a breaking point. But we're gonna have all these electric vehicles, right? Oh, my goodness. Listen to this story. The extreme conditions were the latest sign of the impact of climate change in the U.S. West, where wildfires and severe drought have emerged as a growing threat. Really? You believe this stuff? We hear a lot of it. How about this one? Again, we hear drought, climate change, it's getting hotter. Did you see the story out of USA Today from a local UCLA professor saying that we could be in for a huge flood? Now, you can't have it both ways, people. We can't hear about how we're in a drought and climate change is getting hotter and all of a sudden we may have mega floods. These are studies. These are people that, I don't know, I don't want to be too flippant here, but, you know, that's what they do. They study research and they come to these conclusions, which doesn't mean anything. A new study warns another crisis is looming in California, mega floods. Oh, my goodness. Mina, we just stopped listening to the news. Climate change is increasing the risk of floods that could submerge cities and displace millions of people across the state. Says that an extreme month-long storm could bring feet of rain, some places more than 100 inches. Wait, I thought it's a drought. Which is it? We have no rain, or we're going to get 100 inches of rain and we're going to have mega floods? The study says each degree of global warming is dramatically increasing the odds and the size of the next mega flood. These people have nothing better. They should write fiction novels and movies. Let's sell on the big screen. The last great flood in California was 1862. 150 years ago, but the mega flood's right around the corner. Study expands upon the arc storm scenario. Oh, my gosh. Why do we even listen to this stuff? Parts of cities such as Sacramento, Stockton, Fresno, L.A. will be underwater Estimated it could be a $1 trillion disaster, larger than any in world history. Really? Get ready. There's the bottom line is coming here. This is the way you see between possibility, probability, and just a bunch of nonsense. The researchers use new high-resolution weather models and existing climate models to compare two extreme scenarios. So they get this model and that model, and it's all about extreme scenarios. And when you read this article and you read between the fine line, listen to this. The possibility may be that a mega flood occurs once a century. And the next projected one, 2081 to 2100. 60 years to 80 years from now. And I'm not saying, you know, we are irresponsible to the next generation, but nobody's going to be alive. But here it is, front page news. You may have heard it this week. Mega floods. Now, let me get to this one to put kind of the ribbon on and the pursuit of truth before we have to break. I bet you didn't see this story. 1,200 scientists and professionals have declared there is no climate emergency. Let me read a little of this story. The political fiction that humans cause most or all climate change and the claim that the science behind this notion is, quote, settled, end quote, and has been dealt a huge blow by the publication of, quote, World Climate Declaration signed by over 1,100 scientists and professionals. There is no climate emergency, says the authors, who are drawn from across the world and led by the Norwegian Physics Nobel Prize laureate Professor Ivar Giæver. Climate science is said to have degenerated into a discussion based on beliefs, not on sound self-critical science. There's the belief word again. The scale of the opposition to modern-day settled, quote-unquote, climate science is remarkable, given how difficult it is in academia to raise grants for any climate research that departs from the political orthodoxy. Oh, there's money involved. You preach and teach the fear, you get some bucks. You talk about basic science, no research dollars for you. Another lead author of the declaration, Professor Richard Lindzen, has called the current climate narrative, quote unquote, absurd, but acknowledged that trillions of dollars in the relentless propaganda from grant-dependent academics and agenda-driven journalists currently say it is not absurd. Shall I read a bit more? Maybe you are freaked out about climate change, and oh my gosh, it seems so scary. Let me share a little truth here. The declaration is an event of enormous importance, although it will be ignored by the mainstream media. It's not the first time distinguished scientists have petitioned for more realism in climate science. Declaration notes that the Earth's climate has varied for as long as the planet has existed, with natural cold and warm periods. Quote, it's no surprise we're experiencing a period of warming. The declaration continues, climate models have many shortcomings and are not remotely plausible as global policy tools. They blow up the effect of greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide, but ignore any beneficial effects. CO2 is not a pollutant, says the declaration. It's essential to all life on Earth. Photosynthesis is a blessing. More carbon dioxide is beneficial for nature, greening the Earth. Additional CO2 in the air has promoted growth in global plant biomass. It's also good for agriculture, increasing the yield of crops worldwide. In addition, the scientists declare that there is no statistical evidence that global warming is intensifying. Hurricanes, floods, droughts, and such like natural disasters are making them more frequent. Thank you, Governor Newsom, and all the other political hacks. The declaration says there is no climate emergency. We strongly oppose the harmful and unrealistic net zero CO2 policy proposed for 2050. Adding that the aim of the global policy should be, quote, prosperity for all by providing reliable and affordable energy at all times, quote, in a prosperous society, men and women are well educated, birth rates are low, and people care about the environment. Of course, green extremists in academia, politics, and journalism will continue to argue for the command and control they crave through a net zero policy. In the end, their warped view of the scientific progress will fade, leaving a trail of ludicrous Armageddon forecasts, the mega floods, and yet more failed experiments in hard left economic and societal control. You can read the entire article, byline by Chris Morrison. It's the Daily Skeptic's website at thedailyskeptic.org. It's good stuff. 800-222-5222. Language is powerful. You know, this whole, well, you're a climate denier. It's amazing. You know, you get accused of something and we just go, oh, sorry. You're an anti-vaxxer. No, I just question this stuff. That's experimental. And when you force it upon a population, in the case of the jab, there's something much deeper here. Climate change. Now, I'm a Christian, and we'll share this last little post. A man named Daryl Harrison, he's actually a friend. He's brilliant. Climate change is a worldview. That's what you have to understand, and that's why it's so dangerous. As Christians, we cannot claim to subscribe to the sovereignty of God over his creation. Yet append a but to that claim as if climate change were an exception. We don't have the ability nor the power to end life on Earth. That's mocking God. Sorry. But that's the hype and that's the fear. And you'll keep hearing it until you go, thank you, no thank you. I'll choose to educate myself and inform myself and discern what is truth from fiction and move on. Not this, everybody needs to not water your lawn, cut your power, buy an electric vehicle. Oh. We have so much rainfall in California, an overwhelming majority of it goes right out to sea. We don't catch any of it. And last time I looked, I think we live right next to this thing called the ocean. Desalination. Have you checked out Israel at all? All right, hour number two is upon us. We'll take more calls, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. More of The Frank Sontag Show as we continue next.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.